Developing your food safety management system to be compliant with the GFSI standard can be time-consuming and complex, but it doesn't have to be. I am your TAG Talks host, Lisa Lupo, and today I'm talking with TAG's Senior Advisor of Food Safety, Rich Simmons, about three of the GFSI standards and how to choose and test to the best standard for your establishment. Good afternoon, Rich.
Hello.
So in talking about GFSI standards, how does an establishment choose which is the best fit for them, whether that be SQF, BRCGS, or FSSC 22000?
Well, it's very much up to the company, but some of the advice that we've given companies are to look at their customers, what is a customer's like. There is some bias towards BRCGS in Europe or FSSC in Europe, where SQF is a harder time and it's not as well accepted. Whereas SQF is very, very dominant in North America. And of course, they originated in Australia. I would do a survey of your customers. Otherwise, it's a personal choice based on your review of the standard and what you think the standard needs. They're very, very similar in terms of their requirements. It becomes a choice of each company, what they want to do.
Okay. So what exactly is involved in developing a food safety management system that's compliant?
Well, there's basically three phases. Once you've selected the standard you want, the first is developing your programs. And that starts with procedures and work instructions, develop them fully, making sure you're catching all the elements and details of the standard. The hard part comes in the implementation, where you take what your procedures say and you have to try and capture that by developing forms that become records. And then you have to train your staff. They have to be able to complete the records. And there's quite a bit to it. It's going to take a little while to get people used to it, but once they've gotten onto it, it becomes part of the life and industry, if you will. After that, there's maintenance of the program, and the maintenance is a lot. There's a lot of monitoring has to be done to make sure that all of your records are being completed as they should, and there's a lot of checking to make sure that you are meeting all of the requirements of each standard.
Okay. So if I do have a program that's developed and implemented, say SQF, how can I test it before the auditor comes?
There's several ways to test it. First of all, you can do your own internal audit, but one of the suggestions we have is to try and have someone who's a little distant from the development of the program, like a consultant or somebody in your own company that has enough training to run through a dry audit of your program and make sure that that assessment is done in a great amount of detail and that the person doing it understands what's required. That type of gap assessment will give you a lot of information. A lot of companies do use outside consultants because they bring a lot of experience to that task, and it allows them to see where the shortfalls are in their programs so they can address them prior to having an auditor come in and where it counts more of a formal process.
Okay. And is that an area that TAG can assist with?
Absolutely. TAG has a lot of experience in doing gap assessments for GFSI programs for all of the three standards mentioned, which is SQF, BRCGS, food, storage distribution, and FSSC 22000. TAG would be pleased to come in and help companies, and you'll get a very solid report and you'll know exactly where you stand.
And what else does TAG do in this area?
Besides gap assessments and food safety assessments, TAG also does a fair bit of training. In fact, TAG is a training partner of the BRCGS food standard and can provide all of the BRCGS offerings to industry on that basis. Okay. We also do training in different elements of the GFSI standard, including doing mock recall simulations and assessments of food defense and things like this as well. So we can offer quite a bit of service towards helping their GFSI programs.
That's great. Thank you so much, Rich.
You're welcome.
And thank you for your insights and your recommendations on what can often be a very complex program and where TAG can be of assistance. And I want to thank the viewers for joining TAG Talks on current and impactful industry trends and events. And to stay tuned to all things food safety and public health, click subscribe on our YouTube videos for our YouTube videos and click insights for our weekly articles. Thank you.